To you and me, garbage is something to throw away and not think about again. This is one of the reasons we're not in the mafia, and an allergy to pinky rings. But organized criminals, the mafia, the Cosa Nostra in Naples, what they call the Camorra, regard garbage as something of a lifeline, a mother's milk. Did I just insult the mafia's mothers?
Yeah, I think you did.
I am going to wind up in the Fresh Kills landfill. Or if I were in Naples, I would just wind up uncollected and rotting all over town because the Camorra controls Italian garbage like the five families used to control U.S. garbage. Recently, Camorra turncoats who were about to testify against the mafia have been gunned down on the streets of Naples. John Hooper joins us now from Rome. He's been following the story for the British newspaper The Guardian. Hello, Mr. Hooper.
Hello there.
Recently, Michele Orsi was gunned down at a bar in Naples itself. Why was the Camorra targeting him?
Well, we can only surmise at the moment, but today, in fact, he was due to testify in a case, and according to prosecutors, what he was going to say in this trial would have linked members of the mafia to members of the Italian political establishment. Already, in fact, two members of the governing majority of Silvio Berlusconi have been fingered in this respect. Both have denied the links of which they're accused. But what the prosecutors are saying was that he was going to say much more than just that. He was really going to blow the gaff on the links between the mafia in Naples, the Camorra, and the political establishment, and particularly with reference to the whole trash business.
Is there any hint or allegation that because government officials were involved, there was an official failure to protect Mr. Orsi? Obviously, there was something of a failure, but is anyone fingering politicians directly in this case?
No. The failure seems to be far more systemic than that, if I can put it that way. Mm-hmm. In fact, Orsi was the fourth person in a month in and around Naples to be shot in an attack linked to witnesses who had turned state's evidence. First of all, the father of such a witness was killed at the beginning of May. The next person was a businessman who had given evidence in a trial seven years ago, a sign from the Camorra that they just weren't going to forget this kind of behavior. Then one night, a group of apparent policemen turned up at a house owned by relatives of a woman who has turned state's evidence, the former partner of a godfather. They turned up with flashing lights, demanded to be let in. As her niece opened the door, she was shot in the stomach.
And when you say apparent policemen, they were imposters.
They were mobsters dressed as policemen, and very convincingly so.
So is the effect of all these retribution killings, and in some cases preemptive killings, to shut down the prosecution or at least hinder it of the Camorra?
Absolutely. What the Camorra in that particular area are doing is sending a very clear signal that they will not tolerate and will never forget anyone who turns state's evidence and who fingers what they are doing. There is a reign of terror being created in that area because they are systematically eliminating these people whom the police and the state appear unable to protect.
Can you explain how the Camorra, which I know they control the garbage rackets, but there's also tons of garbage literally rotting on Naples streets. Why isn't the Camorra at least doing its job and getting kickbacks, sure, but actually disposing of the garbage?
It's a complex problem. The root of the reason why all that garbage is on the streets of Naples is that the landfill sites are all full now and there are no incinerators. Now, one of the reasons why there are no incinerators is that every time the state tries to build them, they run into furious resistance from local inhabitants. And one reason why that happens is because local residents are terrified that these incinerators will fall into the hands of the Camorra, which is able to exert its control over a whole range of society in that area, and that they will start to use it to burn toxic waste, which has been brought down from the more industrialized north of the country. That's the core of the Camorra's business, taking waste that nobody wants and disposing of it around Naples.
Illegally, improperly, but disposing of it nonetheless.
And very dangerously.
Yeah.
A report recently in the British medical journal, The Lancet, identified this toxic waste as the cause of unusually high rates of certain cancers in the area around Naples.
But as recently as Sunday, 10,000 locals from Naples came out to protest plans to build a new incinerator. My question to you, John, is why do the people of Naples prefer the status quo with the rotting garbage to the possibility that maybe down the road an incinerator will be built and perhaps that incinerator will fall under the control of the Camorra? But it seems like all of the garbage industry is under the control of the Camorra anyway.
Not all. There is a system of state collection, but a great deal is picked up at the margins by the Camorra. I think that what's very difficult to understand for people outside is the extent to which people around Naples mistrust the state and feel that in the absence of the state, they had better put their trust in the Camorra, because these people are very powerful and can, on occasions, be very effective. They also, for example, create work of the most disreputable kind, but work nonetheless in an area where it's direly needed.
Well, Silvio Berlusconi was reelected, or he's now leading the government again for a number of reasons, including the fact that Italian politics have very thin coalitions and governments always crumble. But one of the reasons is that Berlusconi promised to solve Naples' garbage problems. He wants to open new trash dumps and new incinerators. But does his connection with the people that Orsi was going to testify against, does that call into question either his sincerity or his ability to deliver on these promises?
I think those questions are going to be asked if his policies don't succeed. But it's too early to say now that they won't. He himself is expressing great frustration with the fact that there is this opposition to the plans, and he's saying that sooner or later we have really got to make the power of the state felt in and around Naples.
John Hooper, Rome-based correspondent for the UK's Guardian newspaper. Thank you very much, Mr. Hooper.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, stay with us. Coming up next on the show, is the end of the necktie at hand? Tie sales are down, as are the numbers of men wearing ties. We're going to talk ties and men's fashion next on the show. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.